Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Isn't that the best voice in the whole world? Oh my gosh, I just love that voice. Dave Solomon, thank you so much for doing this time and time again. Wouldn't be the same if we didn't start the show without that voice. Woo! My buddy from, 1976, back in Philadelphia days when I started radio. Yes, my friend, it has been since 1976, and August will be how many years? I have to do the math. Oh, Lord. So glad you could join us here today on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Got some really fabulous music. I was inspired, you see. Our guest today will be EC3. EC has been a pal for a while. He's been on the show before. He's got a brand new CD to introduce, and he's got a great event coming up at Blues Alley next week. So knowing that he likes swing, that he likes Afro-Cuban, that he likes Brazilian music, I thought I'd mix it up a little bit today and sort of do a show that I know EC3 would appreciate. And undoubtedly you will too. God bless you. Micah Chevalier was with us the other day. I'm so tickled I have to swallow to tell you. It's just real cool to know that she's had over 700 listens to that show. So let's get started, shall we? We like to start things off with a classic, and this is one of the coolest. Charlie Bird, Stan Getz, from Jazz Samba in 1962. Y Luxo So.
what chemical forces flow from lover to lover. How little we understand what touches off that tingle, that sudden explosion when two tingles intermingle. Who cares to define what chemistry this is? Who cares with your lips on mine? How ignorant bliss is, as long as you kiss me and the world around us shatters. How little it matters, how little we know, how little we know, how much to discover. What chemical forces flow from lover to lover? Touches off that tingle, that sudden explosion when two tingles intermingle. Who cares to define what chemistry this is? Who cares with your lips on mine? How ignorant bliss is.
Didn't
you've got a little joy in your heart now, don't you? Don't you? Yesterday, I had the absolute blessing of having this CD actually handed to me by Chris McNulty, live and in person. It was one of the coolest days in a long time, ladies and gentlemen. Even though I was stopped by a policeman a little bit earlier, Chris was concerned that I would be carted away. I didn't. The kindly officer with a voice box, who looked like the professor in X-Men, by the way, let me go with a warning. That's all I'm going to say about that. But let me tell you about Chris McNulty. This woman is so wonderful, beautiful inside and out. This new CD, The Song That Sings You Here, is doing so well. Actually, critics are falling all over themselves to sing her praises. The song you heard started off the CD, How Little We Know. And I love Chris because she loves other musicians. She's got them lined up right on the back of the CD. Ugano Okegwa on bass, Marcus Gilmore on drums, Paul Bolenbach on guitars, Andre Kondakov on piano, Graham Wood on piano and Rhodes, Igor Butman on tenor and soprano sax, and Anita Wardell on guest vocals. Chris and I had the best time. We met at the Rusty Scupper in Baltimore, right on the water, and I wasn't there yet. She marched in the Rusty Scupper, and she announced to the waitstaff that she wanted to pick her own chair because there was really nobody there, so why should she be placed anywhere that they say? She wanted to go where she wanted to go. So we were on the water. By the time I got there, I had never sat in that section of the Rusty Scupper. I thought we were on a raft. We were so far into the water, couldn't look down. It was dizzy, but it was beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Gorgeous day in Charm City. Great conversation. Little glass of wine for us. We had the most tremendous waitress named Bridget Nolan, who we discovered is going to move back to New Orleans. So Chris and I have made a loose tentative plans to have a little rendezvous in New Orleans one of these days. And we also got to see yesterday the American Visionary Museum, where T's dad works, and he got to meet Chris, and it was wonderful. And a splendid time actually was had by all. At 6 o'clock when AVAM closed its doors, they actually had to kick us out. It was really, really fun, and she's just a ball and so full of talent. Please go to chrismcnulty.com and get this CD. 10 songs each, Meat and Potatoes Jazz. No apology, no defense, straight out, sung out, glorious jazz. Oh, I love her so much. Chris, thank you for listening, because I know you are. The second song in that set, you thought you were hearing a straight-ahead cat, weren't you? Bet you did. Bet you heard that interplay of music there on sax and piano, and you thought, wow, Trisha's playing some real straight-ahead stuff. Guess who that was? Najee, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, from, here's the title, The Smooth Side of Soul. Along with James Lloyd from Pieces of a Dream. That was Sound for Sore Ears. Wasn't that wonderful? NajeeMusic.com is so out of sight. When you first go there, you're going to see Phil Perry singing a song because he's on the CD, as well as Jeff Lorber and Chris Big Boy Davis. So you enter the site after you're enjoying a little vocalization, and then you get to what is happening with Najee. He really keeps it up to date, one of the cooler websites we've seen. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure you heard that song. Najee's going to be at Jazz in the Gardens in Miami, and he's going to be at Burke's Jazz for those making a little day trip or flying in to Reading, Pennsylvania, coming up in the next several weeks. That's exciting. Charlie Bird and Stan Getz to start things off. I miss Charlie Bird so much, especially when it was just reintroduced to me, the samples on that CD, the wonderful jazz samba that just kicked it in for Brazilian music in the States in 1962, actually released on Verve on April 20th, Verve, 1962. with a V as in Victor, 1962. Charlie Byrd, one of the, let's see how I can put this. He's not heralded enough. Just amazing on that guitar. And if it wasn't for Charlie Byrd, there would have been no jazz samba. Stan Getz may get the glory, and you'll hear Stan again during the course of the show, but it was Charlie Byrd who got the ball rolling. And what a sense of humor he had, bless his heart. Wish he was still around so we could pick his brain, but he had a song on jazz samba called Samba These Days. Oh, he was so cool. Two bassists on the project, Peter Betts and Gene Byrd, Charlie's brother. Also, two drummers, Buddy Deppenschmidt and Bill Reichenbach. So you had all these white guys having a ball at All Souls Unitarian Church in D.C. back in the day with a song called Iluxo So, which was written by Ari Barroso, who was not only an extraordinary musician and composer, but also a soccer host and a TV host. Pretty cool. That's what you would call a Renaissance man. And actually, we have another one of them coming up during the 3 o'clock hour. Yes! EC3 is coming your way. We've checked in with him a few times during the course of Hybrid Jazz. We'll do it again because he's got two big announcements, and you want to hear what they are. Very exciting. Great music from his brand new CD. It's all about the rhythm. Mm-hmm. Now, back to Chris McNulty. One of the songs that she does on the song that sings you here is a track that is a Horace Silver song called Lonely Woman. Beautiful vocalization. This is Horace Silver doing that song from Song for My Father back in 1965 on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
It's lights out for me. It was hot for a minute. We were right down there. But hey, c'est la vie, sweet romance, one last dance. I should be moving on, but they're playing a song. I might lose, I just might. What's in a moon one lonely night? What's in a heart that is true? Some would say that means everything. Don't mean a thing without you. So fly.
What he's having. Oh my goodness. Just love to hear that man's voice, and we don't hear it often enough. Thank you very much. Boz Scaggs, Goodnight Louise, his own composition from the actually much acclaimed album that was out in 1997, Come On Home. Boz Scaggs, I'm happy to tell you, has a brand new CD coming out on Tuesday.
Yes!
Called Memphis. And actually, it's a continuation of what he did on Come On Home. He had Fred Tackett with him from Little Feat on this album, going back a few years. And he also had these amazing horn arrangements by a guy named Willie Mitchell, who is absolutely revered in Memphis, Tennessee circles. So, Boz apparently has been putting that on the back burner for a while, and he is raring to go. Got some dates to do, a lot of dates to do. And in conjunction with those dates, ooh, this just excites me so much about the folks that we used to love back in the day, that we still love now, going through these various musical incarnations, and they also have something on the side. Do you know how successful the Skaggs Vineyard is in Napa Valley, California. He is cleaning up. He's got a wonderful wife who likes to oversee this kingdom. And he's got the best of both worlds, much like Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull. Yes. Ian, last time I saw him, looked absolutely fabulous, like Boss Skaggs, must be the wine, and is doing quite well with his own little wine scenario in the UK. I love to hear that stuff. We also heard Tineke Postma. Man, I just love the way she plays. Jazz saxophonist and composer, a very respected artist who has her own quartet, lives in both Amsterdam and New York. You might remember Tineke on Terry Lynn Carrington's Grammy Award-winning Mosaic Project. But Tineke's got her own thing going on. She plays with Terry Lynn, of course. She also plays with Esperanza Spalding. She has played with Diane Reeves, and she is doing her thing. This is from The Dawn of Light, a track called The Observer. She's had a handful of CDs out and never is without work. Just in the past many months has been pointed at, not impolitely, by Downbeat Magazine as one of their rising stars. So saith the readers of Downbeat. And just a very striking gal. And when you see her play that sax, it's just, woo, it just pops on stage. Really fascinating. Horace Silver, Lonely Woman from Song for My Father. And Horace was inspired, no doubt, by his dad, who was born on one of the islands in Cape Verde. And Horace went on a trip to Brazil and just fell in love with roots, and he's got a lot of them. Mom was Irish and African-American. Dad was Portuguese. And Horace, I'm just so tickled that he's still with us. I have a little something-something in the back of my head that says if he likes to do interviews, and I have just been a little skittish, a little apprehensive about approaching the folks who get in touch with Horace Silver to ask, but I think I'm getting to the point where it's okay. I can do it now. Horace Silver. That song, by the way, was also done by Pat Metheny in 1983's Rejoicing CD. And if you want some powerful filet mignon chops doing that song vocally, Chris McNulty's got the ticket for you. The song that sings you here. And Chris wrote to me on Facebook while she's been listening. I love her. And she wants me to tell you that it's not Chris McNulty. It's ChrisMcNultyJazz.com. It's a revamped website, and it's looking good. ChrisMcNultyJazz.com. So glad to give it to you, too. Oh, man, there's just so much happening. I'm just excited for the whole length and breadth of the genre these days, because there's venues popping, there are people getting gigs, there's a renewed excitement in the air. I know that EC3, who gets a little excited from time to time, but also can be very serious about the state of things in jazz. He is so pumped about what is happening. He is just beside himself. I'm going to have to calm his little arse down when he's here at 3 o'clock Eastern time. So it'll be a little bit before you hear him. But, man, is it going to be just thrilling to hear a grown man with some things that he's been working on, plates in the air like you wouldn't believe, but two specific things that we are going to discuss that are just the tip of the iceberg as far as what is happening to jazz these days, not only in Baltimore and D.C., although we love this area so much, up the street to Philly and then beyond to New York and then down the road to Virginia and Tennessee, across the states, but just everywhere, around the globe. It's cool. And let's do some celebrating, shall we? We'll do that when EC rolls around at 3, but let us tell you that many a person is savoring the memory and the music of Dexter Gordon. Yep. 90th birthday celebration yesterday. Dexter Gordon born on the 27th of February, 1923. So you do that math. Oh, did they have a good time at Dizzy's at Lincoln Center last night and the night before? Ooh, it was something else. I saw the pictures on Dexter Gordon's little site that somebody manages for him. It was really nice to see that. Let's play some Dexter Gordon. If you remember the CD, if you are a jazz aficionado, this was one of those five-star albums that nobody got over. And lots of people who are alive and well, young cats and kitties, will say to you that Dexter Gordon is the person that got them interested in jazz. And here's a little reason why. This is called Cheesecake. Oh, love the title. On Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? Got my love to keep me warm.
Holiday. I've got my love to keep me warm. Now, there would be some who would say, Trish, why are you playing that when it's the last day of February? Christmas is over. It's so ridiculous that that should be considered just a Christmas song, a holiday song. Makes no sense. Just like Dolly Parton's Hard Candy Christmas. So she mentions Christmas. It doesn't make it a Christmas song. Or Angels Among Us. If you are a country music fan at all, if you ever heard the song by Alabama that my friend Becky Hobbs wrote, Angels Among Us, they play it at Christmas time. It's a song that should be played all year long. Or River, the song that Joni Mitchell, it's associated with Joni Mitchell. That song about it's coming on Christmas, that's just a line in the song. You should be playing that all year long. So I rest my case. Billie Holiday, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, that was a song originally written, what was the year for that? Gosh, 1937, Irving Berlin, for a movie called On the Avenue with Dick Powell and Alice Faye. Woo! Love that stuff. And Billy's particular song, you can find it on a couple of compilations, but you might want to get it because it's available probably when it's not Christmas time. There's always a rush on these beautiful chestnut compilations around that time of year. Have yourself a jazzy little Christmas. It is chock full of goodies. Love to play Billie Holiday. It's just one of those weird things because she was born in Philadelphia and came to Baltimore, and so did I. And I just always have felt that little connection with her. And just thinking about her lately because as the time approaches in April for her birthday, the celebration of that is 3 days after my son's. Billie was born on April the 7th. And maybe there's a special anniversary of her birth coming up. I got to check that out. But I've been wanting to play that song for a while with something jumping right before it, and we heard it. My friend Johnny Shaw is an amazing Baltimore-based saxophone player. Hasn't been playing for a while. Such a stand-up guy. Wanted to make sure he took care of his wife and his mom. So he put the sax away for a while after going to school and really immersing himself in it. He is a long-distance truck driver now, so we're trying to get him out of the shed, that kind of shed, into another kind of shedding so we can once again experience his glorious and joyful playing. What you heard was a Chick Webb song along with Johnny's group, Hanlon Park Jazz, and that was a, man, such a jumping song, Stomping at the Savoy. Chick Webb, one of the most eccentric and fabulous characters that ever took a breath in jazz. He was born, and he had, I guess you would call it dwarfism. He was very tiny and a drummer, and he would lead the band behind the drums, like our guest, EC3. He knows all about leading the band from in back of the drums. Well, with Chick Webb, you could hardly see him. You just saw feet, and you saw that the drums were going because that's how short he was. He was a powerhouse, and he is the cause of more stories still wherever he traveled. Honest to gosh, somebody should do a movie and cast it just right because it would be a blockbuster. On this particular CD from Johnny and Hanlon Park Jazz, some names that we certainly know in the Baltimore, D.C. area. Johnny Jones and Robert Shahid trading back and forth on drums, Daoud Saeed on electric piano, Greg Hatza on organ, Jesse Powers on electric bass, Brendan Brown double bass, Ben Frock and Benny Cowan doing their thing back and forth with trumpet, Darius Jones and Corey Wallace going back and forth on trombone, Bernie Robier on bass trombone, Tom Casentino and Brian Cougar on guitar, Benny Russell, tenor sax, and Zach on baritone sax, and a whole bunch of other folks that were part of this huge band. I have posted on Facebook, I hope you get a chance to see it. If I think about it later today, I'll do it. The video for this song is so wonderful. Here's why. One of the wives of the guys who was playing in this large ensemble piece, she is so creative. She got it together where she spliced different dance numbers, and the dance numbers just popped with every beat of the music. She had old Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers cuts, and then she had Christopher Walken dancing and group dancing at weddings and different weird kind of assemblies of people. It works so magnificently. Look for it today and remind me if you don't see it later on today. I'll post it again because it's just it's so worthwhile. Dexter Gordon, a 5-star rating from AllMusic.com for Go back in 1962. Dexter Gordon on tenor sax, one of the best that ever took a breath. Honest to goodness, woo! Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Warren on bass, Billy Higgins on drums. And they really did some celebrating past couple of nights at Dizzy's in Lincoln Center in New York. Yesterday would have been Dexter's 90th birthday. I sure wish all 6 foot six of him was still around, because he was a handsome guy. He left people breathless many times when he played. He was so into it. They can tell you a lot in Denmark about the impact Dexter Gordon made, because he left the United States to live there for a while. And I've told this story before, but I always get a kick out of it. He became friends with Lars Ulrich's family, Lars from Metallica. So Dexter Gordon was the godfather for Lars. Just one of those cool hybrid things that you have to pass along, you know what I mean? Yeah, I know you do. Let's get to some music. At the top of next hour, it's going to be EC3, and he's got stories to share himself. Let's get you back to the 70s. Right before Breezin' came along, this was the CD that made people stop and go, whoa, George Benson is expanding his wings and flying, isn't he? He sure had that influence of Wes Montgomery here, but he was starting to go a little bit forward, and you'll hear it here. Although it's one of those great Duke Ellington songs written by Billy Strayhorn, he contemporizes it. Is that a word? Let's make it up. Take the A-Train on Hybrid Jazz. That voice is sweeter than Tupelo honey.
Phew!
Lynn Fidmon. Oh, I love to hear that lady. And actually, that is the name of the CD, Lady, from 2010. A diverse and a soulful and a sincere, for sure, tribute to Billie Holiday. There was a time when Lynn was first being introduced to Billie Holiday. She wasn't sure whether she liked Billie's voice. Billie could go from being real sassy and real strong to real soft and pull back, and Lynn was intrigued. Now, one day, she was getting together with her girlfriend, as was the normal case, and they would always have a great time laughing and talking about stuff and sharing secrets, and Billie Holiday was in the background, and they both realized that their mood had changed, and they just looked at each other because they were feeling the song so much. And they changed the music, but they never forgot that experience. And that's when Lynn knew that Billie had just infiltrated her, just got to her like nobody else. So Lynn's mission when she did this Lady project was, first of all, to assemble some major Boku talent, which I'll tell you about in a second, but also to revere the past by bringing these songs that mean something to the forefront again. I love it when artists do that. Lynn was on the show some months back, and we touched on this a little bit, but to actually hear somebody say, I want to make sure that folks knew who Billie Holiday was, and I want to bring those songs into the 2010 or 2000 decade and make them palatable for a whole lot more people. Love that. So on this album, I guess she could only get the second stringers, right? George Duke, Gerald Albright, Kirk Whalum, Christian McBride, Ricky Minor, Brian Simpson, Freddie Washington. Oh, my God. Just amazing. Well, it's because Lynn has sung with all of them. She is the, what's the expression? I've used this before. First call singer. That's what she is in Los Angeles, and she is never without work. When you go to her website, lynnfidmont.com, and LynnFidmont.com. Very cool thing. She has a little blog, and you can subscribe to it if you'd like. She wants to get ideas and trade them back and forth, not only about music, but about all things pertaining to life, which is a wonderful idea because the reason that you get inspired by music is because things in life inspire you. If you spend all your time thinking about music, there's nothing to inspire you except getting stressed about what the next thing is that you're going to write or play. Makes perfect sense. That's why she's always sounding so truthful when she sings. We heard Duke Ellington, I'm Beginning to See the Light. Somebody got me a few years ago the Millennium Anthology of Duke Ellington. Ooh, that was a good gift. And man, does that song pop. I'm Beginning to See the Light with Joya Sherrill, a Jersey girl that Duke plucked out of New Jersey at the age of 17 back in, 1942? Man. And Joya had one of those charmed lives. You know about Duke, but not a lot about Joya. She went on to sing with other band leaders, and then she got her own TV show called Joya's Fun School. And then she went to the Middle East, where she had another TV show. Very interesting lady. She had a long life. She died 2010 or so, in her 80s. And just real beautiful to hear her sing that song, just real simplistically. One of those songs that wears so well, doesn't it? Man. George Benson, Take the A Train. That started the set from Bad Benson. in 1974, and he had some A-teamers with him there, too. Woo, Phil Upchurch on guitar and electric bass and percussion, Ron Carter on bass, Steve Gadd on drums, and Kenny Barron on piano. Real nice to hear Take the A-Train done from George Benson's perspective. I'm hurrying things up just a little bit so we can get to more music before EC3 comes your way at the top of the next hour. And we're going to cram some really good new tunage into that hour, too. Two songs during the hour and one as we're getting into it. But we've got another friend who was here not that long ago who's got a brand new CD. It finally dropped. Feels Like Home is the new CD. Mike MacArthur on saxophone plus is the gentleman that we are discussing here. Rick Braun, Jeff Lorber, Brian Bromberg, and Jeff Golub are all on this, as is master percussionist Alex Acuna. This is one of those tracks that is just killer. Man, what can you say about a song called Filthy McNasty, huh? Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. gracious, ain't that tasty. Ow! Man. There we were at the Rusty Scupper in Baltimore yesterday talking about Treme and New Orleans and Bourbon Street and Café du Monde. I had to play that song right there. Bria Skunberg, or I guess in the motherland it would be Bria Skunberg, an amazing looking, a Nordic princess lookalike on trumpet and vocals and a band leader since she was 16 or thereabouts. She's like this old soul in this beautiful supermodel looking package. Amazing. So is The Day, the name of the CD that just came out last year. Who, man, did she stir a little bit. Chilliwack, British Columbia to New York. And she had on this CD Pizzarelli, Victor Goines, Jeff Lashway, Wycliffe Gordon on it. I'm looking at the list that I made, and I got so excited listening to the track. It's not the first time that I've played it, but I always make a renewed list over and over again. I want to make sure that I get so bloody out of control that I go, oh, let me write this down. Oh, let me write this down. And by the time all is said and done, I can't read my own fleeking writing. So Bria Skunberg is the name of the wonderful talent that you've heard. So is The Day. I have to dive into the rest of the CD because she is one of those artists, and it's not just because she's just extraordinarily beautiful. She's way beyond her years in her skill level, and she really does command all these people who have been seasoned vets to want to play with her. They get so excited at the notion that here's somebody who gets it. She wants to do something in a different way. She wants to take her music trained in a very straight-ahead style. She wants to intermingle it with what she loves from New Orleans. So you get that earthy, swampy effect that you just heard that's just shivering, isn't it? Love it. The song that didn't get an entire airplay the other day, Blue Mitchell from 1973, Soul Turnaround from The Last Tango Equal Blues. Beautifully received when it came out in the early 70s, and another one of those trumpet maestros who just had some incredible people around him, David T. Walker, Chuck Rainey, Charles Kynard, Paul Humphrey, and one of these guys that, again, doesn't get the accolades that many other people do, but when you hear him, you go, oh, God, that's awesome. Miami-born, multi-genre, in soul, in R&B, and in jazz. I was thinking about him because his birthday, the memory of his birthday is coming up on the 13th of March. He passed in 1979, only 49 years old. Man, that hurts, you know? But whoa, what life packed in those 49 years. A find by Cannonball Adderley, and played with Cannonball and Horace Silver, Ray Charles, John Mayall, Tony Bennett, Lena Horne. So you know this cat knew what he was doing. A 4-star rating from All Music for Last Tango Equals the Blues. Just mind-boggling stuff, up and at 'em stuff. Speaking of which, EC3 is coming your way in mere moments. And I wanted to play a couple of songs. One, a vocal, and we're going to go into something from EC3. But I wanted to tell you, was supposed to tell you this the other day, and I'm going to be a little cagey about this. Was really exhausted the other day because we had a family emergency. We were up to all hours, and Micah was here, and we just got carried away. There is a new product that I'm taking. I'm going to be reticent about telling you what it is. I have a website, but I am not completely linked into AutoShip, and that's going to make the difference as to whether people buy or not. It's new for me to endorse this, but it's not new for me to have tried it. I have tried this product for close to, it's more than a month now, T's been doing it too. A couple of major things that we have found out since we've been taking 2 ounces of this at one part of the day and 2 ounces in another part of the day. It's going to sound radical when I tell you this, but I mean it. You know I do. It's changed my energy. It's changed my focus. It's changed my mobility for the better. It has renewed interest for me for a lot of things that I put off to the side. My enthusiasm is at an all-time high. My mood has stabilized, and it has decreased desire for alcohol. I have to tell you this, I was getting a little worried about me. I was having a couple of glasses of wine a day, and that's just denial. Since I've been taking this product, I maybe have a glass every once in a while, like yesterday with lunch. No problem. Don't have the desire to do it because I'm sleeping so well that I don't want the wine to disrupt the sleeping patterns. Once you get the good sleep that this particular product provides you, there is no turning back. I'm a little high about this stuff now, and for tea, T's been taking it close to a month. T was losing his hair because of supplements that a naturopath was giving to him. After he got through the supplements, he started to lose his hair. His hair is growing back in the bald spot where he had it in the middle of his head. His hair is growing back almost fast and furiously. I'm tripping. This is the honest to goodness truth, and we'll have pictures. Just took a picture with Chris McNulty yesterday at Rusty Scupper. Couldn't believe it. I look different to me now because my skin is getting that much better. A nurse turned me on to this product. She has been taking the product. It turned a precancerous condition around for her. That's all I'm going to say right now. I'll be talking about it more. I know. I'm a little excited about it. So the next time around, I'll tell you what the name is, where to go if you want to get a hold of this. We always like to say you have to make sure you take it for about 3 months. You're going to see results in different things before that, by the way. But you will really appreciate everything you hear about this product. And with that said, let us make sure you hear a little song by EC3 coming up right after this from back in the 60s to pave the way for EC3.
Mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela, menina que vem e que passa, um doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Porque estou tão sozinho? Ah, porque tudo é tão triste? Beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. She passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
Normally, I would play a song from our guest, but I see that our guest has checked in, and I'm loving that he checked in a little early because he's efficient that way. It just made absolute sense that we would play that song from the 60s, that monumental song by, I've practiced on the name, João Gilberto, Astrud Gilberto, and Stan Getz. The Girl from Ipanema. I mean, look, we can joke about that song. In some circles, people do. But let me tell you, it caused a sensation. Now, I'm playing it because I know EC3. And I know that he absolutely loves Brazilian music and Afro-Cuban vibes and stuff that swings. So we're just going to have to find the time in this hour to play three songs because I just listened. Just the past 24 hours to EC3's new album, let me tell you something, to have it in my hot little hands was really something. It's All About the Rhythm is what it's called. This is my buddy, EC3, the composer, the drummer, the mentor, the producer, EC3. There you are, you rascal.
How you doing, Trish?
I'm doing good. I'm doing better now.
Oh, me too. It's always great to hear your voice, always.
Well, it's great to hear you. You are
and
a little
feel
bit
your
pumped.
Spirit. Feel your spirit, Trish. You have that you have that spirit. You just like you make things come alive. As soon as I heard your voice, I perked right up.
Oh, that's good. Well, that hey, look, it's all about the music. It's all about the rhythm, EC.
You
know that, right?
There you go. There you go. There you go.
You are a little excited, aren't you?
I am. I am. I'm very more than a little excited. I'm very excited. I put a lot of work into this last record, and I was a little concerned because I was extremely pleased with my last record, Her Eyes at Sunset.
Yes.
And I was actually concerned, and I kept thinking, I don't know if I can do better or not than that one. I just didn't know. I was so much in love with that. And by either divine intervention or whatever you want to call it, this one came out very well. So I'm very excited about it.
And you know what? There's a lot of things I could say about this album, EC. You know, maybe I've had it in the house for the past 48 hours or so.
Right.
But I made it a point to take the time to listen to all of it. This is what this music is all about. You've got some really cool different representations of different kinds of styles,
yes.
And all of it is true to you. There is a certain elegance about this CD that it more than pops. It's high-tone music.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that, and I'd have to agree with that. I think that's exactly what it is.
Oh, my God. I mean, people are going to be surprised. Oh, because I was. You told me about one of these songs here, and we're definitely going to play it in this hour, by the way. But you've done some reworkings of tunes that are going to really spin some people's heads because they've never heard these songs like this.
Right, right. I like to do that. You know, I like to... you listen to a song and then you sort of make it your own, you know, and I've grown recently in terms of arranging, I think, and you know, I've been able to listen to a song and appreciate it for its, you know, originality and definitely respect to the composer and writer of the songs, but then just add a different expression to it, and I think that can be appreciated by the original composer as well. Because number one, you respect them because you're recording their music. That right there,
yes,
is the ultimate sign of respect. And then when you can kind of put a different flavor on it as well, I'm very happy about the record. I really am.
And here's another thing that people need to make note of in regard to you. You're a very generous leader. I've seen you in person do this. And you did this on the CD, too. You allowed these wonderful people that you have performing these songs with you to shine. You didn't insist on taking the gauntlet and running all by yourself.
No.
You let other people just weave their magic. And it just sounds like this amazing, magical group effort. Oh, God, it's good.
I tell you, Trish, that really is my philosophy. We put it in street terms, and I won't be able to reference it the way we say it. But I do have a saying, and I might share it with you off the air one day.
Okay.
But it's all about, to me, everybody that's on that stage, you know, has something to say. And if you're going to be on the stage with EC, then be prepared to state your claim and express yourself, because it's not about, you know, this is the EC3 show, and I had to tell a cameraman recently in shooting a video, every time somebody was soloing, he kept a camera on me, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute, you know, come on now. This is not the Diana Ross show where I got, you know, I'm not trying to take the highlight, you know, put whoever's soloing, feature that person, you know, put the camera on that person that's soloing, and I want everybody, and I truly do handpick my rhythm section and the ensemble, and we have a closeness amongst us, and there's a respect amongst us, and we all bring it to the table when it's time to perform, and you know, everybody is going to express themselves.
Well, you know, you and I have talked on the phone about some of these folks that are on here, and
sure.
I sure do know about Michael Bowie and,
oh God,
Janelle Gill. Lord,
oh,
have
God.
Mercy.
I can just say, oh, God, to everybody. You say, oh, God. That's all I can just say. I'm so excited. You know, me and Michael Bowie, I had you know, heard about him for years. And it was weird because one of the songs that I was going to record, I had been watching a YouTube video forever in terms of just listening to this Michelle Petrucciani tune. And I had planned on recording it. Well, little did I know, the whole time I was watching this recording, I was watching that's Michael Bowie. But he was a younger Michael Bowie. I didn't recognize him. So when I met him in the studio and we started talking and I started telling him, well, I'm thinking about recording this one song, he goes, oh, I played on that with Michael myself. I go, really? I said, well, I've been listening. Go back and I watched the video and I'm like, oh, my, you got to be kidding me. I have been watching him do this video forever. And we didn't rehearse at all. We met in the studio. I had charts for everything. And me and Michael shook hands and went right into our booth, into the recording booth, and laid it down and looked at each other through the glass and smiled and said, we both said it to each other. We went, wow, the groove was just, it just laid down beautifully. I love playing with Michael Bowie.
Isn't that something when you, first of all, to be absolutely delighted to find out that a person that you've been admiring is now in your presence.
Yes.
You find out it's the person that you've admired, and then
yes.
you click in the studio.
Yes, yes. And then we added Janelle Gill, and I played with, you know, Janelle's worked with me a few times. And first time recording, Janelle recording with me. And the three of us, the chemistry is so beautiful on this record that everybody that's heard it, which have not been very many yet because I don't technically release it until next Wednesday at Blues Alley, but the people that have heard it, they all go, wow, the three of you all have been, you all sound like you've been playing together forever. And the reality is
that?
We had never played together until we went into Bias Studios to record. But the
yeah.
chemistry was there between the three of us. It was like three heartbeats became one, and
Ooh.
We were all in the same pattern.
Man. Well,
yeah.
you know what? Can we just dive into something?
Please, please.
Okay.
Please.
And I here's what I wanted to do. I wanted to play the Astrid Gilberto song with Stan Getz and Astrid's former husband. Yes. Right into your Ojos de Rojo.
Oh, Ojos de Rojo.
Yes.
Eyes of Red, yes.
Ooh!
Yes.
So let us play that because people need to feast their ears. We just talked about Janelle and Michael, and they're on this
yes.
track. Oh, Lord.
They are. That's a Cedar Walton composition, yes.
Yes! Well,
yes.
here it is. This is EC3, our guest, and we're going to fit in three songs in this hour, by golly.
Wonderful.
This is... Yes, this is from the brand new. It's all about the rhythm, and it's fabulous on
cool.
Hybrid Jazz. Yeah, don't be surprised if Desi Arnaz doesn't pop out of your screen, man. Woo!
I like that. That's fun.
That is so hot. Oh, EC3 is with us.
Thank
and man, you know what? It's going to be like this, EC, honestly, because we'll play a track and the chat room will say, as they've just said, wow, or holy shiggity.
Holy shiggity.
I mean,
wow.
It's just going to be like this because we'll play the next track and then they'll say the same thing. Wow.
Yeah, I'm so curious to the tracks you pick, too. That's really interesting. It's everybody's got their favorites, and it's just funny to me. And I'm loving the fact that it's being spread out, that people are picking different ones that they love. So that's telling me that I've sort of covered the bases and getting a lot of people to appreciate what I'm doing, and that makes me feel good.
Well, you should, and it's going to be different because, you know, with the initial listening to a particular project,
right,
you're always going to have those initial songs that pop out at you.
Yes.
And then when you hear it a second or third time, you go, oh, whoa, I didn't hear that the first time.
Right,
so something else takes over. And that's the beauty of it. You know, having it so new in my hands, I absolutely know what I love right now. But I'll listen to it later tonight, and I'll think, oh, geez, I wish I
could
have played that.
It could change.
Yes. Man, and you had Arch, A.T. Thompson on that flute, and Teddy Baker on sax.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, the funny part about this recording, Trish, was this is the first time I've done a record where we actually had the engineers up dancing while trying to record.
Really?
And when you look through the glass and you actually see your engineer up on his feet, that's a sign that you're really doing something right, that the spirit is really in the house. And I really think that with all the drums and percussion, because like I've expressed to you before, you know, everything to me is about the rhythm. So when you have all of these rhythms going on in the house, there's no way you can defy what's happening, and you can't deny it, and it's going to take over. And that's kind of where I'm coming from, and I really love what I'm doing right now.
I'll bet you do, because this is going to get quite a buzz going.
Yeah,
EC.
I hope so.
Yeah, and then
that's
next
plan.
Next week at Blues Alley, Lord have mercy.
Oh, we're gonna tear Blues Alley up. Blues Alley is in a lot of trouble. Blues Alley is in a lot of trouble, I tell you. They're in for a lot of trouble.
You know what? It might be a good idea to call the fire department ahead of time.
Already did. Already called them. They've called in extra workers for the 6th of March.
Oh, my gosh. Who are you going to have with you next week?
Oh, my God. Michael Bowie on bass. Janelle Gill on piano. Yes, Michael Bowie on bass. Janelle Gill on piano. A.T. Thompson on flute. Dominique Patrick Noel on percussion.
Oh, that's
Clint
great.
Heisen on percussion. Teddy Baker.
Great.
Everybody on the record. The record is there. The record is in the house that night.
You managed to do that. You know, that
yes.
is really difficult to do.
Oh, extremely difficult, especially with a Michael Bowie, and to be able to catch people like that and get them to commit. but they're all supporters of the record, and they want to be there. They're, like, really excited about this.
Now, tell me, you know, we're talking about Michael, and this is something I don't usually ask, but tell me why Michael is excited. Does he perceive that there is this huge chemistry? Does he also perceive that maybe he sees a door opening for jazz anew?
I think, it's very difficult for me to speak for anybody else, but I believe with the relationship that me and Michael have, you know, Michael's he's been there, done that, so he's experienced a lot.
Oh, yes.
Playing with Michelle Camilo and you know, he's played with everybody. He recorded with Dave Valentine, which is, you know, one of the songs on the CD, Obsession, is a Dave Valentine composition. I think it's just the fact of that the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he's, no matter what he's done and whatever accomplishments he's achieved, he's a musician first. And when you can share a chemistry like we did, it is what it is, you know. And as a matter of fact, Michael, I remember the first song we played together was Obsession, and when we played that, I remember looking into the booth where he was recording with me, and he was dancing. And I knew right then, I'm dead serious, I mean, during the song, and I remember right then saying to myself, wow, this is really killing right now, because cats don't really do that in the studio when you're recording. You don't really get guys actually to start dancing. He was dancing. He shortly thereafter did an interview out in the hallway of Baia Studios, and one of the first things he said was, yeah, we just met. We don't know each other, but the groove hit right off the gate. You know, as soon as the gate opens up, me and EC were on it, and we just connected. So I think that's where the excitement comes from.
Wow. Well, it's certainly evident. And, you know, you've had all of this tremendous energy focused on your career. You were with Loretta Holloway for 12 years, were you not?
Yeah, about 14. Yeah, a long time.
Man, and you had an opportunity to truly mingle with some household names, and you have seen the top of the line as far as cats who are players. You're top of the line now, too, so it's just really amazing how this particular point in time in 2013, after so many years of you, you were the youngest at the Naval Conservatory of Music in Norfolk, Virginia, and played with the Navy Band. You've been doing this for a long time. This is the pinnacle, isn't it?
It is. I think that I did another interview recently, and they asked me, what's the difference in this record versus the last? And I think this one, I feel like I truly have arrived in terms of who I am as a person musically. I think I was always reaching forward and I was close, but this truly depicts who I am. You know, when I listen to this record, this is me. There's no question about it. All day, every day, you know, it's all about the rhythm. This is who I am. So, yeah, this is the pinnacle for me. I think this, I feel very good about it. I put in so much work to make this happen. My partner, we own a record label, Rhythm Universal Records, and Clint Heisen is definitely my right hand. I mean, he's the one that keeps things organized. I'm more the creative person. I feel like this is the pinnacle. So, yes, I agree.
Well, it has helped that you have done so much band leading from behind that drum set. And it's funny, EC, you know, you probably saw on my page a few times I posted this. You really did inspire me as to what I was going to program into the mix today for Hybrid Jazz. You did. And one of those songs is a bunch of these amazing local guys in the Baltimore, D.C. area got together, and they did a version of Chick Webb's Stompin' at the Savoy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
great song. Yeah, great song.
Oh, my God, it's a great song.
Great song. Yeah, great
song.
So,
you know, in reading a little bit lately about Chick Webb, he was a character and a half, and a tiny little guy who led the band from behind his drums.
Yes.
You have done this for a long time, and you have played with other cats and kitties, as it were. I used that expression earlier today.
Sure.
So now you are completely immersed in what you want to do with you and your career.
Yes.
Do you feel as though there is a renewed strength now from Her Eyes at Sunset to this? Do you feel like, oh, God, this is the direction, this is me?
I do. You hit it right on the head. And what's even more crazy is it's like I can't get enough now. I'm an addict. It's like I'm a rhythm addict. It's pulling me even more and more and more. It's like the more you do, the more you want to get better, you know. And I was asked recently after reading my resume, so the person said, so you're a master drummer. And I said, I'm not a master of anything. I'm a student of the drums. I am merely a student, because I don't believe in mastering anything. I think you have to keep working and working and working. And so as much as I love this, now my mind, and I haven't even released this one yet, it's all about the rhythm, hasn't even been released, and my mind has already gone to my next project. And I never thought I would be one of those to do that. I never thought that, but it actually has. I've already left and gone somewhere else in my creative mind. It's crazy. It really has. So, I mean, I think that the momentum is driving me right now. I've been very fortunate again to have these great cats playing with me. I'm very, very fortunate right now. And again, just loving what I'm bringing to the table.
Well, you know, and first listen to It's All About the Rhythm, and you're certainly speaking of rhythm, but lest anybody is confused, there is different kinds of rhythm that you bring to the table with CD, which is why it's just so bloody charming, because I can hear a couple of songs that I'm totally familiar with, and they have new life breathed into them. I can hear a couple of songs that catapult me into getting up and taking the trash out, getting the mail, having lunch, all in a span of 4 minutes. and
like
then
that.
you slow things down, and I've got to tell you, this is the introduction to the second song we're going to play.
I know where you're going.
You do?
I do.
I don't know why this made me weepy when I heard it.
Estate.
It's not Estate.
Oh. Oh,
it's
wow.
Not.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's Simone.
Really?
Yes.
Ah. Okay.
The way you did that song, and I know it's a longer track, And I tried really hard to pick out a shorter track, something
right.
that we have to play at the end of the interview, but I wanted to get into some meat and potatoes.
Sure.
This is an 8-minute track. You want to set this up because this is glorious, EC.
Yeah, this, you know, and I have to give all credit to Janelle Gill. She played her behind off, I'll put it nicely. She really did. I don't know what took over her, you know, and she just heard this herself yesterday because she hadn't heard it since we recorded it.
Wow.
She hadn't heard it. She hadn't heard it. And it's one of the couple of songs on the record that's just a trio. So it's just me, Michael, and Janelle. And this is what happens when three heartbeats become one. That's the best way to sum it up.
You were absolutely right when you described it that way just a couple of minutes ago, and you did it again. And you'll be able to hear this on EC3's brand new It's All About the Rhythm. This is Frank Foster's Simone. on earth did the three of you get into one another's heads?
You know what? And the crazy part about that, Trish, that was a one take. We did it one time, and the engineer stood up and said, next song.
That's great.
Next
you
song.
Know what? You didn't have to tell me that. I knew it because
That's
I know
funny.
How
yep.
you are.
Next song. It was nothing else to say. Next song.
Oh, my God.
It just came out. And like I said, you know, the best way to describe it is just three heartbeats becoming one. That's all I can say.
And it's such a beautiful song. Do you know that song is like, it's like welcoming spring?
Yeah, that's a great melody. It's a beautiful melody. Yeah, I love the song.
It's a beautiful song, but you're right. Janelle was possessed.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, something came out of her. I don't know what. We laughed about it when we talked about it. Like I said, she just heard it yesterday for the first time.
She's
so humble. She's such a humble person. I mean, it's just amazing. Yeah, she's an incredible pianist.
She's got a really wonderful spirit about her too.
She does. She does.
She was part of this UB Blake event going back now 2 years. It was all females from the Baltimore, D.C. area. I mean,
oh, wow.
Serious chops. And Janelle was on piano. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 She
and
Michael.
Speaking of Baltimore, Trish.
Yeah.
Speaking of Baltimore, I'm actually going to be doing an event in Baltimore. I just got it recently, and I should have tried to remember. Oh, the Gordon Center. The Gordon.
Oh,
Center.
Really?
Yes, June 22nd. There's a young lady by the name of Deborah Bynum, who is the CEO for Slantress Magazine.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Okay, well, they're having their award show, the Slantress Award Show, and they've hired me as the musical director for the show on June 22nd in Baltimore.
Wonderful.
So I will be in your city.
Actually, truth be told, Owings Mills, where the Gordon Center is one of our hoitier-toitier suburbs of Baltimore.
Okay.
So... you'll be in the area where the Gordon Center is located is absolutely pristine.
Mm.
It's a beautiful room, for lack of a better word, but it's like going into actually, EC, the Lyric or
really?
Center Stage. Yes. It's not that as big as, but you'll be blown away when you see it.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful, yeah, I will be there. I will. As a matter of fact, they also hired me to write a jazz column for their magazine. It's a quarterly column, and it's called The Jazz Slant with EC3. And I'll be writing.
That's great!
Yeah, I just did my first article for them that'll come out the beginning of March in their children's edition. And it just, you know, and basically what I'm trying to do with that is talk to a lot of the kids in the inner cities and get them exposed to music other than what they're listening to.
Good for you.
Not saying that they have to love jazz, but at least give them some options and let them listen to something else so they at least, you know, just exposure to something different. So, yeah, so you know, Baltimore is, I have a connection in Baltimore now. I'm connected.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Well, look, you had a couple of connections in Baltimore, but now you have one that actually is booking you.
Well, I've got my favorite radio person there. So, Trish, that's always the case. You and I think you and I interview so well, we need to have our own show. It should be like the Trish and EC3 show.
Well, look, you know what? If you can find out the particulars about that and you get somebody to pay, I'm in.
I know that's right. I'm in as well. If you find out on your end, I'm in.
All right. Listen, I'm trying to take care of business, trying to make sure that a terrestrial radio station springs forth from the loins of this three-hour hybrid jazz show. That's going to mean everything, EC. I mean,
yeah,
we have to get...
You deserve it, yeah.
Well, it's everybody deserves it. You deserve it, too.
Well, I appreciate it. But you work hard at what you do, Trish. You're good at it. You're good. And the thing that's different than a lot of people is you can tell you truly love what you're doing. I mean, I'm surprised you're not an artist because you're right there. I mean, you really, you get more excited than we do when you listen. You know, you really love what you're doing, and that comes across in your interviews, and that's why they just flow so easily.
Well, look, and I appreciate what you just said. I truly do. I'll never forget what my ex, T's dad, said to me, and we're really good friends, hallelujah. but we went to one of these booths one day where everybody took a turn as far as singing. Now, T's dad is an incredible singer, and is actually very good, too.
Oh, wow.
So Tim used to, back in the day, he was part of the Baltimore band scene. He was in a whole bunch of bands.
Oh, okay.
But this particular day, we all sang a song, and I happened to sing The Sweetest Taboo by Sade.
Sade,
and he said,
sure.
Do me a favor, don't ever do that again.
Okay.
Look, for those that can't, we do something else.
Okay. Well, you do something else well. So, and
thank you.
Without people like you, people like me don't exist. So it's appreciated.
Well, God bless your heart. I'm just excited because it seems like every time that we talk, there is something major that has happened and it's about to drop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the momentum is strong. It's strong, and I'm enjoying the ride.
You really should. And what else do you think now? After Blues Alley, there's a lot of things that you do. And if you want to talk about the, I love this, the charitable endeavor you do in the summertime, and never hesitate about talking about that. I love that. And any other plans that you have, because it's not just folks in Baltimore, D.C. listening to you. It's people everywhere. So what else is on the agenda?
Well, I still have, and even more so recently, I have a passion, number one. I have a passion for children and young adults with disabilities. I have a real passion, and I have a daughter. My daughter's 25 that has Down syndrome, and so I truly have a passion for that and would love either be it through grants or whatever, I would really love to expose these children and young adults, and if nothing else, but be able to perform for them what I do, the music that I do. And I think the music that I do is so uplifting. I know my daughter is really funny because she'll tell me in a minute, Daddy, jazz is okay, but I like hip hop. I'm a hip hop girl, and I'm like, her name is Melodia, by the way.
I love that name.
I have a daughter, Melody. I have a daughter, Melodia, and I have a daughter, Lola.
So cool.
Melodia will tell you, hip hop, Daddy. No jazz. I don't want to hear jazz. I want to hear hip hop. So I think whatever music you can expose special needs folks to. I think it's a plus. I do a summer camp at the Howard School. I'm not going to do it this summer because of scheduling.
Yeah.
But I taught a summer camp there, and it went over super well. And that is a school for special needs children. It went very – the drum camp was off the chain. I had a blast doing it with them. They loved me. I loved them. It went very well. I look forward to doing it again. So I'm still very, very – and then just, children in general – especially children in the inner city schools that where they're pulling a lot of the music programs or they don't have it. I don't want kids to grow up and the only thing they listen to every day is hearing the B word and the N word and all this. That's all that they hear.
Right.
I think if you can just be exposed to something else, it just gives them so many more options as they grow up. Because if you wait until they graduate high school and try to do it, you can forget it. It's over. Their minds are warped with all that stuff. I'm not putting that music down. I mean, I guess it's got its place somewhere, but it's just not in my spirit. So that's something that I'm very interested in doing.
Well, good. And you are spending a lot of time these days in the D.C. area, and we may have talked about this or not, but you do have such a love for children, and you need to know about the musicianship that's based in the D.C. area. Jeff Tribble is the young guy that sort of took over from the late Diane Granger, who had a real heart for kids. And what they do, EC, is they find kids in the schools who are underserved, and they teach them instrumentation after school.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Yeah, I like that a lot.
We'll have to send you the link so you can get together,
sure.
And maybe something big can happen.
Sure.
You'd be the guy to get it moving.
I'd love to be a part of it. Yeah, I'd love to do it. Yeah, send me the links. I'd love to take a look at it.
Okay, cool. So
yeah.
You know that top of the hour, this show is going to end. There's no going over.
Right.
Let's get this third song in because you know that I'm old. So I remember the song the first time around. Now, I told the chat roomers who loved Simone, the second song that we played, by the way.
Oh, great.
They absolutely were digging it. I told them that there is a take on Stevie Wonder's Overjoyed on your new CD.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But then there's also this little Burt Bacharach and Hal David number.
Oh, wow, that's very special to me, yeah.
Isn't it?
I am a true Burt Bacharach fan, and always
are
have
you?
Been since I was a little boy. I don't know, yeah, it's just I love his music, and when I did this particular arrangement, it was really arranged. I was going to do it as a duet. I had a guy and a young lady that were going to sing it, and they did it in the studio, but it just didn't hit me the way I wanted it to. And I had to fight with one of them because they were like, oh, no, we're going to have this. I'm going to have this on my CD. And this was a young lady. I said, I can't let you. I just can't. And she was like, oh, you see, please. I said, I can't. I can't. I can't give you the arrangement because it's just not what I want. So I did actually. I accommodated her very well. I did another arrangement of Close to You for her. And then she fell in love with that one. So I was like, cool, now I can use mine for what I want to do. And, yeah, so that's what you get. It's Melvin Jones plays beautifully on this, on the trumpet playing with a Harmon mute, which is very difficult to do, and he plays it beautifully.
Oh, my gosh. I am so grateful that you decided to do this song because you can just feel the love in the studio when this was done. And if you don't know the song we're talking about, it's Close to You. The Carpenters made it famous, but guess what? You're going to hear it with new ears right now.
Oh, yeah. And that's Dr. Jose Manuel Garcia on piano, by the way.
Yes. Isn't it, though? Yes.
He plays it beautifully, yes.
It sure is. From the brand-new album, not available just yet. We'll tell you how. It's all about the rhythm. This is EC3 and Company, Close to You. as we used to say in Philly, delish. Oh my God.
That sounded good on the telephone. I was grooving over here on the phone listening to it.
I know. You know, Griselda has been with me from the very start with Hybrid Jazz, and she said, "Oh, I am digging this vibe. The vibe that's on this song, it's a great chill song."
Yeah,
and I said,
it's
yes.
Nice. Yeah,
it's
that's
great.
Great
to make out
that.
Too.
Oh
know?
Yes, definitely. It's got its purpose. That's right.
Oh
great,
my
great
God!
Song,
and
though, yes.
Melvin, whoa.
Yeah, he's and Ben, what people don't know that are not instrumentalists, he's playing with, and I requested this, that he play that with a Harmon mute, which is something that it's a la Miles Davis, you know, so it gives it that vibe. But that's a very difficult mute to have in the bell of your trumpet and be able to play with that kind of control. He is a phenomenal trumpet player. I'm really looking forward to me and him collaborating, doing some other stuff. He lives in Atlanta.
He does. As a matter of fact, I first got to know about Melvin's work through my good friend Tracy Hamlin, who's one of the most superior singers on the planet. And
wow.
She was living in Atlanta. He and Tracy worked up Good Morning Heartache.
Oh, wow. I can imagine. I can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Say no more. I can imagine. Ridiculous, right?
Ridiculous. And
yeah, yeah.
It's so nice that you and he have found each other because,
we've got a great friendship, yes.
It's just so choice. I can't wait to see this on stage at Blues Alley next Wednesday, EC.
It's going to be ridiculous, Trish. I know you. You couldn't be seated the last show. So this one, I don't know what we're going to have to do to keep you in a seat. I can't imagine. We got to chain you down or something.
Handcuffs. There you go.
Yeah, we got to do something to keep, because this is going to be ridiculous. I guarantee you that.
Oh, and that room is so perfect for what you're doing.
The intimacy to be that up close and personal, and with those vibes that I'm going to conjure up on these drums. Well, I've got plans for everybody, and I can just tell you now, you know, you won't be able to defy what's going to happen. It's just going to take you over. So I will be in control. You will have no control.
Oh, my God, we don't know if that's a promise or a threat. Look.
The music will have total control.
Well, look, any way it goes, we're going to be happy, and that's just going to be fabulous. Two shows for next Wednesday, right?
Yes. 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
And the way to get them is bluesalley.com. That's how you buy them.
Now, I'm almost sold out on the first show, so I would advise that people really hurry up because it's not that much time left between now and Wednesday, so get your tickets while you can.
Wow. Well, I just got the little hey sign in my ear that we've got 90 seconds left. EC,
wonderful.
It has been a pleasure.
Always, Trish. Always.
Just great. And the new album, it's all about the rhythm, EC3, just fantastic. And next Wednesday at Blues Alley.
Yes. Thank you so much again, Trish. I love you, and I love your show.
Thank you, EC. I love you back, and I'll see you next week.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. EC3. Oh, my gosh. Let me just tell you that it's first Tuesday, next Tuesday. That means tell all your friends if they've got a CD, if they've got an event, they want to talk about it, they come here. I'll give the number on Facebook. And we're also going to have Nate Najjar with us. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you to everybody, Beach and Amy and Matt and Griselda and all our guests. We love you so much. Thanks to everybody from Hybrid Jazz, from Trish Hennessy.